Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let me begin today by saying happy anniversary to the love of my life, the beautiful Natasha. 21 years ago, hard to believe, 21 years ago, she said yes to this guy. I don't know why she did it, but I thank God every day she did. And we've had a wonderful, wonderful life together, 21 glorious years, and I'm hoping for at least 60 or 70 more as we continue this journey of life, raising children, enjoying life together. She's my best friend, and there's no one in the world that I'd rather spend every day with than her. And we are a unit, a team, one person, and it is just a glorious life. I love her. I love you, babe. She's listening. She does. And happy anniversary today. We are in the 31st verse of Acts 17. Paul said, "He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained." And we talked about what that means and what it doesn't mean yesterday. We didn't get to the end. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. We did say that when Paul said this, they're going to mock him. But I want to talk about why that's an assurance. You see, in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul would say that if Christ did not raise from the dead, then we are still in our sins. And the reason for this theology is Paul's theology held to the fact that Jesus had born under the law and had been crucified as a curse for man. That's Galatians 2. And that by bearing that curse, he redeemed man from that curse. So Christ then died as the representative man, what Paul would call the last Adam. Had he not been raised from the dead, then God would not have found a sufficient sacrifice, and man would still be doomed to be cursed by the law, and the law breeds sin. So by dying on the cross, Jesus was not just dying for your sin, Jesus was dying for your release from obligation. Colossians 2, 14 and 15, Paul told the Colossian church that Jesus' death was to blot out the handwriting of dogma or ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us. It was literally our adversary, and nail that to his cross. So nailed to the cross of Christ was not only my sin, but was the performance obligation of the Mosaic law. And he literally is talking about the Mosaic economy. Christ had that crucified there. Now the effects of that economy would slowly fade away after the resurrection. According to Hebrews 8, there would be a fading away of that law in its significance. And I believe it would ultimately fade completely away at the fall of the temple. We've brought it back in its effects, but it was to be done with whenever Judaism was to fall. The not one stone would be left unturned. So there's an assurance that the world will be judged not for their sin, but in righteousness, because God raised Jesus from the dead. By raising Jesus from the dead, God was putting his seal of approval on the finished work, that it had worked, that if it had not worked, Jesus could not have come forth from the dead, for he would have died as any other man, unworthy of being resurrected as the representative man. By raising Jesus from the dead, God has effectively said, "I've rid the world of the first Adam, and here is a new creation Adam. Here's the last Adam." So you can live with an assurance. If you don't have any other assurance of your salvation, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because it's Jesus that is the representative on the earth of who heaven is and who God is. I had a man in a meeting recently say, "So what you're trying to say is that when Jesus died on the cross and raised from the dead, God restored man back into his image." And I said, "Man, yes. Yes, you said more right there than I said in an hour of preaching. God restored man back into his image, and that's the blessed assurance." God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.